我想问一下阿江，那个看到鬼怎么办？然后什么是鬼？
The question is asking on behalf of someone in Taiwan about a ghost. What is ghost? And then what should we do when we see the ghost?
If there's no reality at all, can there be a ghost?
如果没有法，会不会有鬼？
No, no.
So what's a ghost in the absolute sense?
所以就究竟实相而言，鬼是什么？
概念。
Ghost is a concept.
Just like now, after seeing this thinking about that which is seen as something.
就像现在一样，眼识色尘被看了之后呢，就立刻想着有个东西在那里。
It can be the idea about ghost or deva.
你可能会有这个概念是鬼或者是天人。
As you like.
天人。
就看你喜欢哪个。
Some people, like a friend who also sent a question, think that it must be wrong view if you think there are no ghosts or no devas.But actually, it's wrong view if you think there are ghosts or devas or people or animals, because it's not understanding dharmas.
有人认为哈，你只要认为有鬼就是邪见。事实上，反过来了，你认为有鬼有人，这是邪见。
You agreed a minute ago that without realities there cannot be ghost. So, what are the realities that are taken for a ghost?
你刚刚同意，如果没有法，就不会有鬼。所以你所谓的鬼，其实是哪些法？
其实是一种无名害怕吧，因为不知道。
下次说你以为的鬼是因为哪些法？你刚不是说没有法就没有鬼吗？那所以是因为有哪些法，你才认为有鬼？
因为有哪些法才能有鬼？
你以为的鬼其实是什么法？
色法。
Rupa。
Only Rupa。Only Rupa。
鬼是只有色法吗
？If so, what kind of Rupa？
有心和心所吧。
Chitta and Chetasika。
Chitta, Chetasika, and Rupa. And.Would these jitta, jetasika, and rupa be any different from the jitta, jetasika, and rupa that are experienced in this world?
我们所谓的鬼，那个让我们认为是鬼的，其实是心、心所跟色法。它跟我们以为的那个人，也是心、心所、色法，有什么不同？都是心、心所、色法。
没有不同。
No difference.
So does that answer the question of what we should do?
那么，这个讨论已经回答了你，我们应该要怎么办吗？看到鬼？
那他就是，那就是法而已。
Just dharma.
Are you afraid of visible object?
你会害怕色尘吗？
不会。
See, so it's the idea thinking about that as something very fearful.
所以你不会害怕色尘吗？其实被看到的只是色尘，对不对？所以你害怕的是那个想法，你在想的时候害怕。
So it's only one's own thinking about this and that.
都是想这个想那个。
When there is the understanding that that.There is no I. It's better because whatever appears must be our reality. No one.
如果真的了解我，这比较好啊。不管是什么，只是这个法那个法而已啊。
That's why the more confidence on no one, no self, there will be less and less to fear ghost.
所以对法的了解的信心越来越增加，对鬼的害怕就会越少啊。
What about the very soft and weird sound in the middle of the night?
在午夜半夜的时候，一些很奇怪的吓人的声音，那怎么办？你听到的时候？
我曾经有住过这种地方。
不是问你的经验，你听到这样的声音怎么样？
没有怎么样啊，就是声音嘛。
Just sound.
Really? So you see that when you don't think of something like you don't like or fear, when panya is there, no fear, or understanding that moment as no self.
所以当你听到一个很诡异的声音的时候，如果你没有想到那是什么奇奇怪怪的东西，其实就只是声音。
对。
所以当智慧在知道那只是声音的时候，是没有想这个想那个的害怕。
When there is understanding, there is no fear, no matter of what.
There is no
fear.
Okay. 当有智慧，就不会有恐惧吗？
In Western countries, people don't think much about ghosts. Like, I never heard anyone talk about being afraid of a ghost in Australia or England because they don't think about it. But they're afraid of other things.So it just depends on what one thinks about.
在西方国家呢，很少听到有谁在说怕鬼和怕鬼，因为他们并没有去想鬼这件事情，但他们当然会怕其他的东西。
One always lives in the world of concepts, thinking and being afraid of anything one imagines, but it's just what one imagines.
当被想象的概念被带。可以是任何东西，所以可能是想一些你会害怕的，一直想，一直想。
我们这个想跟觉知真的差太多了，因为我觉得好像几乎都是想比较多。
So thinking is so different from awareness. We are thinking most of the time.
Thinking all day from when we wake up to when we go to sleep about different experiences through the senses and.Except at the rare moment when kusala citta arises, no awareness of any kind. And if there is no understanding of dharmas, no awareness of reality at all.
的确哦，在感官，在五个感官根门之后，就是在想想想。只有在善心的那一刻会有觉知，可是除非是带着出世间的智慧，那个觉知也不是去了解，也不是去觉知法。
这个再解释一遍。
只有在善心的时候才会有觉知。
对。
可是不是每个善都有智慧。不是一般的布施不会有了解法的觉知，不是对象并不是法。OK。
And what about the person who has developed awareness and understanding to a high level? Is there still thinking for that person?
所以智慧很高的人，他还会不会去想概念，想到一个人？
不会。No.
Why not?
为什么不会？
我们基本上概念认为，很高的人他对这些应该都是没有执着，所以不会去想。
Because there's no clinging to a concept.
Could there be thinking without clinging?
有没有可能？有没有可能在想的时候，其实是没有带着贪爱在想的？
有可能。
Yes, it could. It could.
Can we recognize another person without thinking?
我们有没有可能不用去想，可以认出一个人？
可以。
Yes.
比如说我看到 John 你不去想直接的看了
Like now I see John I'm not thinking I see you
I think the other day we were talking about hearing sound and understanding the meaning of what is being spoken Do you remember that? And we were saying that only sound is experienced by hearing consciousness and it's thinking that understands the meaning of the words being spoken
我们昨天提到，耳是经验的，只是声音。至于这些声音的意义，是紧接着一门在思考的。这个还记得吗？OK。
So without thinking, would it be possible to understand what someone was saying?
所以如果没有去想，有可能了解这个话的意思吗？现在这句话讲出来了，你能够知道这句话三个字，如果没有想，有可能吗？
好像也不可能。
Impossible.
And is it similar through the eye door that what is experienced by seeing consciousness is just the visible object, and it's the thinking about the visible object that creates the concept of people and things and people sitting in a room.
同样的道理，眼门也是一样啊，眼是看不到人，眼是只能经验颜色而已。所以如果没有后来去意门的想，怎么会出现面前怎么出现一个人形状 ？OK.
Yes.
So for the person with highly developed awareness and understanding, or the enlightened being, there is still thinking all the time. Otherwise, it would be impossible to live in the world.
所以对那些智慧跟觉知都非常高的圣人好了，他们也是不可能不去想，要不然怎么活在这个世间里？
But there is no mistaking concept for reality.
但是他们不会把什么是概念、什么是法混淆了。
Is the thinking now?
现在有没有在想？
有。
Is it kusala or akusala, wholesome or unwholesome now?
是善心还是不善心？
善心。
Kusala.
So there can be thinking that is kusala. It doesn't have to be akusala. So when it's thinking wisely about the Dhamma, like now, then it's kusala thinking.And it can be understood when it appears now.
所以善心想的时候可以是善心啊，没有说想一定是不善的啊。所以当有智慧的思考佛法的时候，有可能现在是善心啊。但这个善心也可以被了解。
是 ，yes。请问一下，那想里面也是有七个片切心所，那比如说我不必就是说想是比如说不必看到这个人可以想到这个人，好，那是因为记忆嘛，对不对？是因为有这个记忆的心所，所以你不必看到这个人，是因为有了这个记忆，是吗？
So when I think of someone who is not here now, is that because of memory?
That person you think about, can I think about that one, that same one, if I've never met them?
Yeah.
Yeah. 如果你想的那个人 Sarah 从来没有见过，他现在可以想到那个人吗？
那我是只说认识的。
不，现在是讲你刚问是不是记忆嘛？你能够想到某个人是不是记忆，对不对
？For example, your family members. Can I think about your family members that I've never met?
No.
So it's because there has been the seeing and the hearing and the thinking countless times, and Sanya which remembers at each moment. That's why there is thinking now.
所以是记忆可以回想哦，所以不管是眼是耳是鼻是之后被经验的对象，可以被记忆标记起来。
Yeah.
So there is thinking all the time. Sometimes it's thinking about the objects that are being experienced through the different sense doors, such as what is seen and heard. And other moments it's thinking not connected with that, but, for example, thinking, planning for tomorrow or thinking about something that happened yesterday.
当我们说在想的时候呢，有时候是紧接着五个根本的经验在想，比如说这些话你现在听到了，在想这些话的意思。你有可能想的时候是跟这五个根本目前是没有连结的，你可能在想明天要干嘛。
But either way, they are just moments of consciousness through the mind door.
不管是哪一个，就只是一门过程的心在想。
Who is not afraid of ghost?
谁不怕鬼
？See, only one.
只有一个吗？
我真的不怕鬼啊。
who is afraid of a ghost. And she said she is afraid.
谁在怕鬼？谁在怕鬼？
It's just a frightening idea, right? And what about a king cobra? Are you afraid of it?
鬼只是一个让你想到会害怕的想法，那眼镜蛇呢？
Different object, but reality is the same. Unpleasant feeling with dosa.
眼镜蛇跟鬼是不同的被想的对象，但是想的时候都出现了什么不愉快的感受。
When if there is a ghost or a cobra here and there is fear at this moment, can there be metta when there is fear? Is there any metta at those times?
如果鬼跟眼镜蛇现在出现的话呢，你会除了害怕外，有没有可能会有慈爱？
会。
One say possible, one say no.
When there is fear or anger or any kind of dosa, can there be metta?
在害怕的那一刻会有慈爱吗？
没有。
No.
No. So when one thinks in a friendly way towards other beings, like here or in the garden or anywhere, at those moments there is metta, no.Anger, no annoyance, no fear at all. Those moments.
所以这些被想的对象，其实如果你那时候生起来的是慈爱友善的话，那一刻怎么也不会有恐惧啊。
When there's fear, it's all about me. I'm angry. What I don't like, and I don't want this object, and no kindness, no consideration, no matter what it is.Or what being it is.
所以当看到鬼或眼镜蛇害怕的时候，就是那个时候是我，我不喜欢这个，我不喜欢这个，我讨厌，我恐惧了，没有了解，只是法而已，没有智慧。
我真的好像几次碰到蛇，我都觉得他们蛮可爱的。
Lily said, quite a few times when she saw the snake, she found them cute.She finds the snake cute.
When one finds it cute or one likes it very much, is that metta?
你觉得很可爱的时候，那时候是慈爱吗？
是啊。
Yes.
Metta or lobha?
慈爱还是贪爱？
应该是慈爱吧。我确定我自己是这样。
Should be metta, but usually, like you said, when it's the puppy dog or that's so cute, or the insect or the bird that's so cute, usually lobha at those moments, finding it so cute, different from metta when it's kindness at that moment.
当我们一般觉得什么东西可爱的时候，比如说小狗啊，或者是小猫，好可爱，好可爱。那个时候一般是贪爱啊，不是慈爱。
那是友善的贪爱吧？
It's a friendly lobha.
It doesn't matter how friendly the lobha is. Lobha is lobha, liking that cute little insect or animal or whatever it is.
I got.
贪爱就是贪爱，友善就是友善，它是不同的善跟不善啊。
When you see the cute little baby in the street, is there metta or lobha at that moment?
在路上看到个很可爱的小孩，很可爱，你那时候是贪爱还是慈爱？
One enjoys the way it's looked. One enjoys the way it's dressed. One enjoys the way it smiles. So many moments of lobha, different from metta.
正在享受这个小孩子的样子啊，或者他的衣服走路的样子啊，很可爱。你在享受那个，他跟慈爱是不一样的。
那请问这时候是不善心吗？你要说是 lobha 的话
，So is that akusala?
Is lobha kusala or akusala?
贪爱是善还是不善？
中性的不善。
Neutral akusala.
Lobha is always akusala.
你在创造名词，善跟不善两种而已，就是不善，贪爱是不善。
Everyone understands that fear or anger is a kusala because it's unpleasant and they don't like it. But what about lobha that is so pleasant and enjoyable and one likes to have more and more of it? Without lobha, no fear, no dosa. So lobha is a kusala too.
我们很容易就了解愤怒是不善的，因为它很明显的是有害的。那么贪爱呢，你不会介意，它常常是愉快的。可是也是因为贪爱才会有嗔恨跟恐惧，贪爱不可能是善的，它带来不好的结果。
我可以讲一次经验，就是有一次我在公园里面看到一个妈妈带一个非常小的小孩，她就不愿意跟她妈妈走路，她就赖在那个地方，然后我走过去以后就摸一摸她，然后跟他讲讲话，他就跟他妈妈走了，他就来跟我那个。那这个时候是贪爱还是慈爱？应该是慈爱吗？
The question is about when one time in the park, she saw some kid did not want to go with his mother, and then she went talk to the kid, and then the kid said goodbye to Lily, and then went away with her mother. Is that lobha or metta?
It's all gone. So only.It's only speculating about it, but what about now? Thinking about the other people here, thinking about Ajahn or Nina, is it lobha or metta? So only understanding can know at this moment. Mm. Otherwise, one just speculates or makes a set of rules. But when understanding develops, it can understand more about what is metta, what is lobha.And they're just dharmas, not my lobha, not my metta, gone already.
你刚讲的那个例子早就过去了，那你现在去推测也不知道。然后现在呢？现在你看到老师或是看到周围的人是慈爱还是贪爱呢？好，能不能知道？然后你能不能知道慈爱或是贪爱其实也不是你，也不是你的。
嗯。Can there be lobha and metta?Can there be both lobha and metta?
Okay.
No.
可以有慈爱和贪爱吗？
可以啊。
Yes.
They can, but not at the same moment. But they can arise intermingled.
慈爱可以贪爱可以交互的升起。
So there can be kusala and akusala arising alternately.
所以善心跟不善心可以交互的出现。
For example, when there is awareness of lobha, also that is an example of kusala citta with awareness arising and knowing akusala citta with lobha. 嗯
哼。所以当贪爱升起了之后呢，它可能会成为被觉知的法的对象。那么去觉知他的心呢，当然是善心啊。